Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BCL Industries Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by InCred Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rio. We thank the management of BCL Industries for giving us this opportunity to host their call today. From the management, we have Mr. Kushal Mittal, along with their IR represented by Priya Sen of Go India Advisors. I now hand over the floor to Kushalji for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nitin. I welcome everyone to the Quarter 1 FY25 earnings conference call for BCL Industries Limited. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchange, and I trust everyone has had the opportunity to review them. To begin, I would like to mention that all figures referenced in my remarks and the investor presentation are on a consolidated basis, including Svaksha Distillery, where BCL holds a 75% stake. With four decades of experience in grain procurement and processing, BCL operates one of India's largest grain-based distilleries. Last quarter, we successfully commissioned a new 100 KLPD ethanol-dedicated plant at Svaksha in Kharagpur, increasing our total distillery capacity to 700 KLPD. The new plant is operating efficiently, and we expect it to meet its capacity utilization in the current quarter. BCL predominantly uses maize for ethanol and ENA production, and we are among the first in the country to adopt this approach. This quarter, the robust maize harvest from Bihar has led to improved margins in this segment. Building on our expertise in maize processing and oil extraction, BCL is expanding into the biodiesel segment. With the government's emphasis on biofuels, including the ethanol blending program and the target of 5% biodiesel blending by 2030, BCL is well positioned to capitalize on this opportunity. We have made significant progress in establishing a 75 KLPD biodiesel plant at Bathinda. All necessary statutory clearances are in place, major orders have been finalized, and the civil work is currently happening on site. This new plant will enable full backward and forward vertical integration, enhancing the value added of our maize-based ethanol production. We will be utilizing technical maize oil derived from our maize as the primary raw material, further enhancing our operational efficiency and production capabilities. As India's biofuel demand is projected to triple, BCL is set for substantial growth. We are expanding in both ethanol and biodiesel markets and aim to increase our ethanol capacity to 850 KLPD in the next year. In the country liquor segment, we are expanding our supply of bottled country liquor to meet strong demand in Punjab. This quarter, we sold approximately 393,596 boxes of IMIL. Amidst the volatile global edible oil market, industry players have faced considerable difficulties. However, us at BCL have adequately managed these challenges and maintained stable margins. To ensure sustainable margins and superior shareholder returns, we will undertake a phased exit from the edible oil business in the next financial year. We're also gradually selling off our remaining real estate inventory with the proceeds allocated for debt repayment. As we ramp up utilization of our 100 KLPD distillery and leverage strong demand in the IMIL segment, we expect to achieve top line of approximately 1,750 crores from the distillery segment alone while maintaining sustainable margins. Additionally, we plan to integrate advanced technology capable of processing various feedstocks and fuel sources to produce both ethanol and ENA based on demand, while also enhancing operational efficiencies. Now, let me provide an update on our financial and operational performance for Quarter 1 FY25. The company has demonstrated robust results across all areas. For this quarter, total revenue reached 660 crores, marking a 47.3% increase year-on-year. EBITDA was at 57 crores, resulting in an EBITDA margin of 8.48%, up by 36% year-on-year. PAT stood at 25 versus 20 crores in FY24, with PAT margin of 3.79%. The distillery segment has shown remarkable performance. Ethanol volumes doubled, reaching 50,000 KL compared to previous year, while ENA volumes were at 5,830 KL, reflecting a 40.38% decrease. Revenue from ethanol was at 357 crores, showing an impressive 164% increase year-on-year, and revenue from ENA was at 40 crores. EBITDA from the distillery segment was 50 crores, representing a 35.1% increase in quarter 1 FY24. We are steadfast in our commitment to maintaining the highest level standards of governance and transparency, aiming to deliver exceptional return and create significant value for our stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Shah. Could you please throw some light on the raw material prices in the quarter one and quarter two? What is the position now?
See, on an average for quarter one, I would say the raw material prices were around, by for maize, I'd say they were around 23 rupees a kg, and that has increased by 2 rupees currently.
That's a 25 rupees in this quarter. Yeah, and regarding this biodiesel plant, so when we can expect it, by March end or by this year end, calendar year end?
See, we are trying our best to try and commission the plant by April of next calendar year. But since it's a brand new plant for us, it might go up by 1 or 2 months.
Okay, sure, sir. So in the ENA and ethanol volume, I think we have done around 55,000 kiloliters this quarter. So I think there is still some more room available for the Q2. So you can go up to 60,000 kiloliters. So is this right assumption?
Yes, see, definitely there is room for it to go up, close to 60,000. But depending, sometimes a shutdown is required for a week long. So it goes up and down. So yes, there is definitely room for our capacity to go up.
Okay. And lastly, on this maize price, so I think we are telling that there is a good harvest from the Bihar. Still, the prices are elevated, it's 24 rupees from the MSP of 20 rupees. So how we can see this one, and going forward, I think if this persists in this Q2, if the maize price is 25 rupees, there will be further dip in the margins the Q2 of the.
See, maize is a crop that comes across the country at some point or another. There's always harvest happening, and this current period where we're sitting on is an exception where, for 2-3 months there is no harvest. So there's always fluctuation in the market, and with the government's focus now coming towards maize for ethanol production, we have seen the prices of maize increase in the past, and the demand for maize is strong in the market by the poultry industry, also the starch industry, and by the ethanol industry. So that has been the reason for the increase, and this is for the maize crop. This current period where we're sitting in is usually a stress period where there is no harvest. By September end, there should be harvest in MP and Rajasthan, so let's see how that plays out. And the crop for maize is increasing. The area for cultivation across India is increasing. That can be tracked by the seed sale of maize. So that is increasing, and we hope in the next 18 months to 2 years that the maize will be a big crop in the country.
Okay, and just to follow up on that, so I think the association has given some request to the government to open the FCI rights for ethanol production. Any update on that, and what is your thought process on that?
I don't have an update for you on that, but at the same time, I can tell you the ground report that the last year's harvest is yet to be picked up because FCI godowns have ran out of space, especially in Punjab and Haryana. There are no more racks going down south or to east of India from these two states. Last year harvest is still lying with millers who have suffered many losses. The same has been raised in the parliament by multiple MPs. And with this year's crop, again, with this year's harvest on the horizon, so we're unsure how FCI will be able to manage such stock. Keeping that in mind, the industry had made a representation that some of this rice to be given to distillers, because even FCI has on surplus stock and the industry can benefit from some raw material, but I do not have any solid updates on it.
Okay, 150 KLPD, I think we are waiting for the permission. So any update on that?
Yes, we're in the final stages. I think very soon we should have an update.
That's all. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Vishalji. Congratulations on an excellent set of numbers. My first question was actually on the impact of biodiesel. With the government today, we heard something on the television that Amit Shahji and the government are planning ethanol blending in diesel. How do you see that? Will that affect our biodiesel demand, or will it be an addition?
I think that will only be an addition. No, it should not affect our biodiesel demand, because that's also an industry they are looking to promote to help the oil cultivators in the country. But also at the same time, I've read what you're mentioning about possible ethanol blending in diesel. But I believe India will be the first country to do so, and even the nitty gritty on it, I don't know if it's been decided yet. So I do not have a solid update on that. The talks are going on. I believe Praj has claimed that they have a technology which will help ethanol blending in diesel. But let's see how that plays out. But at the same time, biodiesel also is an important sector for the edible oil industry. And if the government wants to promote crop diversification, which they are looking to do so, then biodiesel also will play an important role in the long run.
Because I wanted to understand, because can it be possible that, biodiesel, I mean, there'll be blending of biodiesel as well as blending of ethanol, or it will be individual, that biodiesel...
I think it's very well, I think both would be there from what I can foresee. But since ethanol blending in diesel is a brand new technology, I think still trials, it's in the trial phase, so I can't comment too much on it.
Okay, since our plant will be commissioned next year, we have all the orders in place, as in the orders have been already given by the OMCs?
No, so the OMCs do not give any orders until we get the consent to operate from the respective pollution control board, and that is only given once the plant is fully established. So that's just normal procedure for us to get orders after our plant is established.
Okay. Now, one more question was about the maize prices. Currently, what are the maize prices? Has it gone to 27 or is it still at 25?
Yeah, I'm giving an average the rate of 25. Prices are fluctuating. So I don't want to comment on a specific number. as that wouldn't be right. One number today could be something else tomorrow, so I don't want to comment.
True.
I've given an average.
Okay. And is there any plan of the government or the company to allow to use GM maize import?
See, they're talking about it even just yesterday. I think 150 more seeds were introduced, hybrid seeds. So GM is a political issue in our country. So it's tough to comment again. I think policymakers would be better suitable to answer that question. But you know, the government is focusing towards more on hybrid seeds and high yielding and high resistant crops. So we expect the maize yield to increase in the coming times. And also, Indian maize yield is far below the global average. Farmers in North India have achieved even surpassed the global average yields in paddy and wheat. But it takes time, you know, to harvest. The farmer learns what is good, what is bad. So even with the current seeds and the current varieties, there's a long way that the Indian farmer can do to increase their yields. And since the crop is growing, there will be, you know, better practices available for every farmer. So we expect yields to increase regardless in the long run.
Okay. Okay. And now about the FCI, you mentioned that the FCI doesn't have much of space to store the next crop. Do you think that that will help, or will the company actually go back to rice, broken rice, if FCI plans to give it at the right price?
If FCI plans to, you know, give away some rice to distillers, that will help cool down the maize market also, because many, you know, there will be an additional supply of grain. So that will benefit everyone.
Okay. Okay. And there was a news of also, I mean, government trying, since along with the news of ethanol being blended in diesel, there was also news of the prices being increased for ethanol sector. Have you heard of it, or are there any feelers the government?
I think that's mostly for sugar. That's mostly for the news is mostly about sugar and its derivatives based ethanol. I don't know if grain has been discussed in that.
Okay. Okay. My next question was, what is your capex plan for FY25 and how it is going to be funded? Mostly internal accruals, or are we planning?
No, so this year, the 75 KLPD biodiesel plant, along with that, a new paddy straw based power plant, we've forecasted that about 140 crores will be required, out of which 90 crores the company expects to, you know, take in form of debt. The rest will be from internal accruals. But also, I'd like to clarify here that while we are looking to close down our edible oil business, the company will have to, you know, reduce its working capital by another 90 crores to shut down this business. So the net effect would not be there by increasing our debt.
Okay. Okay. And this in this quarter and going forward in this year, what is the percentage of ENA and ethanol which is expected? Because this quarter, I think the ENA volume has and revenue year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter have decreased.
No, that's for quarter one. It's always normal for ENA revenues to decrease, and because every year a new excise policy is launched across India, and it's like a reset button. So, you know, all bottlers, everyone have to take fresh permissions. The EDP prices changes. So everything changes in the quarter one. So every quarter one, you will see that ENA volumes have remained low. ENA revenues have remained low. And similarly, we expect this to increase in the coming quarters. Exact figures would be tough for me to give at the moment.
Okay. Okay. And also, the cash flow from operations have been a little declining. Can you throw some light on it? And what will be the comfortable level?
See, the cash flows will be increasing now because most of our revenue has gone towards the ethanol business now. And if you combine both our units, on an average basis, we have about 90 to 100 crores lying with the OMCs as the receivable. When you start a new capacity, you start sending them more materials. So I think that's the reason, and it should improve in the future.
Okay, that's great. And the real estate, I mean, how much is the inventory left in terms of, and will we see it getting extinguished in this year itself?
Again, tough to say. The inventory is not much. I'd say about 6 crores more is left with us. And tough to say if it will all be liquidated in this financial year or not.
Okay, because you also mentioned that, you know, we are sitting on a very prime land. Last quarter conference,
right.
You mentioned that the land on which the current edible oil is there, it's a very prime land. So if we are getting that land, if we are getting that plant out also, will we see a significant revenue from the land?
Yes, we foresee that, you know, this is a very this is right in the heart of the city now, and the land is very valuable. We wish to sell the land to a potential buyer, but considering that, you know, it's a smaller city, and we're experiencing a slowdown in real estate in our tier 2 and tier 3 cities, so I don't know how long it will take, but we expect this land to give us good value in the future.
Okay. So going ahead, since that will reduce our debt, do you plan any other expansion? I mean, can we see another 200 KLPD coming in?
It would be hard for me to comment on that right now. Currently, the business plan is 75 KLPD biodiesel at Bathinda, 150 further ethanol at Bathinda. Of course, the company will keep investing, and I think I'll have details once they're all finalized by the board in the future.
Yeah, and we are looking for a bright future for you and for all of us. Congratulations again, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bala Mulikrishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. What's the question? In the Bathinda, the EBIT margins are a little bit lower as compared to West Bengal, but in Bathinda we have this additional boiler also, which can say energy also. What could be the reason for this one?
Yes, because the crop that was utilized for this quarter was primarily from Bihar. Freight from Bihar to Punjab is significantly higher than freight from Punjab to West Bengal. So that keeps changing when crop comes in Rajasthan, then freight to Punjab is less. Depending on, you know, where we're procuring the raw material from, freight plays a difference.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on this working capital, what you are saying, 90 crore saving will be there. So in the same manner, when we can expect that, and what could be the savings in the finance cost? Because of this?
See, by the end of this financial year, we should be completing that, and the finance cost for the company is around I think 9.25, so it should remain the same.
I mean, so is this after removing this 90% on the working capital, then finance cost?
No, finance cost, I meant interest rate.
Interest rate, yeah, no. Total interest, I mean, number I am asking, so how much we can save.
The total interest from this quarter, what we have reported, should go down, because, you know, we account for our interest subvention money when we receive it. There is usually a quarter or two quarter delay in getting that interest subvention money from NABARD. So we haven't made a provision for that. And also, of course, our total finance cost will go down with the 90 crore decreasing. So again, it will be hard for me to give you an exact number, because we will also be raising 90 crores on our biodiesel. So depending on when that is capitalized, that will be the difference. So tough, but we expect it to decrease from what interest costs have been this quarter. And also, see, as I mentioned, with our ethanol capacity increasing significantly, we always have a good amount of receivable from the OMCs. So to fund that, we've, of course, that's from our working capital. So sometimes our working capital is, utilized up to 70%. Sometimes it's utilized up to 35%. So that all also makes a difference.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Next question is from Rajesh Agarwal from Propriety Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Two, three very quick questions. This is inter-segment revenue. So which division it pertains to, at what stage it takes place?
I'm sorry, which one revenue?
Inter-segment revenue, 28.33 crores. See, our segment revenue is there, then we have less inter-segment revenue. Definitely, at intermediary stage, it must be passing through to for another, manufacturing, producing something. So which division it pertains to? See, it is coming every quarter. Like this quarter, it is 28.33 crores.
See, I think this is because of raw material from our edible oil unit is usually transferred to our distillery unit, where we, in our edible oil unit, we also have a rice mill, so that raw material is transferred there. Our edible oil unit also has dryers for maize. So when crop comes into Punjab, we procure wet maize and then dry it at our edible oil unit and then transfer it to the distillery unit. So that's the reason.
Okay. Thank you. Achha, no, my second question is, we are almost on the verge of closing our oil and vanaspati division. And that land is in the heart of the city. Roughly, what is the area of the land?
See, it's around, I'd say, 26 acres.
26 acres.
Indeed.
Okay. Thanks. The third question is, that is our 150 KLPD plant expansion one, I believe it is with environmental clearance. And environmental clearance we are expecting shortly. So have you made the presentation and all that? Everything is over?
Yes, that is all done.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Deepak Parmar, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on the good numbers. I have primarily three questions. First is, today in the news channels, it was shown that the government is planning to allocate around 25 lakh tons of sugar towards ethanol against 17 lakh tons last year. So would that, and also they are looking at revising the prices of the ethanol from sugar. So will that anyways impact our business in terms of, the supply to the OMCs?
No, I don't think it should impact our business because also for the next year, the government is aiming for a 20% blending mandate. See, the last reported numbers that were at this year achieved at 16%. But now with the sugar supply going out and maize prices increasing, I think the current blending, the latest numbers we have, is at 13%. So even if the sugar industry is to supply more, the blending percentage has increased. And if the prices of the sugar-based ethanol increase, that should not impact our industry per se. I think they're linking that to the sugarcane price. So that should not have any impact on us.
Okay. Another point, now when we are thinking that we are exiting the oil and vanaspati business, so we will be primarily a distillery organization or is it something else also we are looking at to get into in future?
No, for now, distillery and biodiesel. So, agro processing for the ENA, ethanol and biodiesel.
Okay. And one last question is, where do we see after 3 years in terms of revenue or whatever, what is the vision of the organization in 3 to 5 years? Okay, where are we looking at in terms of top line from this segment?
See, it will be tough for me to give you a number. I can
I can tell you what are our expansion plans. And from there on, it's always hard to predict exact numbers for the 2-3 years. See, for now, 150 KLPD at Bathinda of ethanol and biodiesel at Bathinda. And based upon the success of biodiesel at Bathinda, we, hope to do the same at our other unit as well, because that offers full forward and backward vertical integration for our process and will be a great value addition for the company with good margins. So for that, for now, that is our plan.
Okay. And one last question is, in your presentation, you have shown that your debts, you will retire by 2030. So is the plan will be there, or if the, you know, profitability increases or the no other expansion is there, we can retire the debt earlier?
See, of course, we would, if profitability remains strong and not much capex is going on, then it will retire earlier. But the interest subvention debt that we have on our books, ideally, we'd like to take that to maturity, because that would make sense for us to do so, because half of our interest burden is bared by NABARD. But besides that, yes, the company envisions to be a debt-free company.
And one last question is, for this biodiesel plant, I am assuming that it takes around 9 to 12 months of time from the approval stage. So in future, when we expand, the timeline will remain same, or because we have done one, you know, one proper installation in 9 to 12 months, the later on expansion might come quickly?
This expansion, it might take, you know, 12-13 months, because it's our first project. But regardless of our experience, for a project of this scale, at least 9 months is a bare minimum requirement.
Okay. Thank you so much, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Abhishek Kale, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, can you please elaborate on the plans for your restructuring of the edible oil business?
See, the edible oil business, we are planning that this financial year will be our last year in operation. Hence, we've already stopped taking too many forward positions in the business and are doing business that is, current. Our buying is not very forward. Our selling, we're not doing forward contracts as much. And it'll be a phased exit. And post shutting down the business, will be tapping the machinery that is present here. And then once that is done, then the land will be looked to monetize. So it is a long procedure for all of the things to happen. So that is the plan. And to close this business, we'll have to decrease our working capital limit by 90 crores.
Yeah. Okay, sir, one more question. In the presentation and earlier in the concall, you said that we are looking at about 1,750 crores as a top line from our distillery business. And going by our current EBITDA margins for distillery business, it would be 370 crores of EBITDA. And in the presentation as well, it is mentioned that there will be a 20% reduction in the top line from the Vanaspati or vegetable oil business, right? So, and the profit from there is like about 1.5 or 2% margin. So, 20 crores from there, right? So, full year, if my numbers just... Please validate if my numbers hold water. We are going to do a 2,850 crore top line and a 400 crore EBITDA at 14%. Am I right?
No. Firstly, ye revenue number, kya mention kar aapne?
सर 1750 करोड़ तो मेरा आ रहा है इससे
डिस्टिलरी
का, और मैंने अज्यूम किया था आपके प्रेजेंटेशन, शायद मैं गलत पढ़ा, तो आपने लिखा है कि 20% रिडक्शन होगा इन वनस्पति ऑयल बिजनेस.
नहीं, वनस्पति ऑयल मिल नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर विल बी शटिंग डाउन.
राइट, लेकिन सर अगर आप प्रेजेंटेशन देखें ना तो उसमें
पेज नंबर,
सर एक मिनट में, सर पेज नंबर है ये 25, रिड्यूसिंग प्रोडक्शन बाय 20% एंड कंपनसेटिंग विथ एनहांस्ड एबिटा मार्जिन. तो ये ओवरऑल प्रोडक्शन में 20% का ये है रिडक्शन,
ओवरऑल में कहना चाह रहे हैं.
ओके ओके, सॉरी सर उससे क्लियर नहीं था तो मेरे कैलकुलेशन में थोड़ा गड़बड़ हो गया सर.
हाँ.
तो सर हमारा टॉप लाइन हम क्या देख रहे हैं अगले साल के लिए, अगर 1750 करोड़ मेरा इससे आ रहा है डिस्टिलरी से,
तो आप अगर इससे आ रहा है तो देखिए फॉर फर्स्ट ईयर ऑफ बायोडीजल, जस्ट टू बी वेरी वेरी सेफ विद यू, सिंस यू नो वी विल हैव टू सेगमेंट्स प्राइमरीली, वन विल बी आवर डिस्टिलरी सेगमेंट नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर एंड द नेक्स्ट विल बी आवर बायोडीजल. Be very, very conservative in my figures. I can say you can take about 125 crores of revenue from the biodiesel segment.
Okay.
Although at 100% capacity utilization, it should give us significantly more of revenue.
Right. So this will be 25, FY 25-26. Am I right in saying that?
Right.
So this full year, I mean, considering we are ramping down our edible oil business, we should be able to do roughly the same top line that we have done the last year. Am
yes,
I right in saying?
Yes. So last year our BCL revenue was at 1700 crores, uh-huh. and our Swaksha revenue for the entire year, I don't have that figure, but there will be some decrease in the overall revenue of the company because of the edible oil exit, but not very significant.
But sir, will our EBITDA improve? Because I mean, right now we have a completely lopsided contribution from oil and vanaspati.
Overall, EBITDA margin for the entire company will improve significantly.
Okay, and sir, what would be your estimates for EBITDA margin, if I may ask?
See, I can't comment on it because the grain market is changing.
Ballpark? I will not hold you for that.
No, I don't want to make any comments because biodiesel will also come in, and biodiesel will give us very good EBITDA margins as per our calculation. And we don't want to, you know, quote anything as of now. I think once the biodiesel production comes into place, you'll see the effects of it.
Right, but sir, this is what we are talking about, 25-26, right? 24-25, if we go by the current numbers, right, whatever they are at present, I mean, prices fluctuate and all those things would happen. So, should we expect about 400 crores of EBITDA? I mean,
this
because...
Year?
Yes, 24-25.
No, we should, I think that is too high.
Okay. So that is a too tall of a number. Okay, sir. And sir, if I'm understanding correctly, the biodiesel production, right? After we have extracted oil from the corn kernel, and correct me if I'm using the right terms. If I'm not using the right terms. Once we have extracted the oil, the residue, we will be sending it to our distilleries for ethanol extraction, or it would go to poultry. How would that
See, there are few ways of extracting oil from maize. One is extracted from the maize germ. There's also another way that you can extract it after distillation is done. And there's also another way where you can extract it from the DDGS. So we have a couple of ways to do it. And I don't want to comment on how we will be extracting our oil. But all I can say is that it shouldn't impact our ethanol production. It will not impact our ethanol production adversely and will only be a value addition in the biodiesel business.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from Vineet Jain from Wise Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Vinny Jain here. Sir, I wanted to understand the prevalent price of DDGS.
See, DDGS, it all depends on the raw material. For maize-based DDGS, an average would be between 13 to 14 rupees.
Okay, like for rice and corn, how it is?
Rice, I can't comment, I'm not in the market. But once you blend both rice and DDGS, it depends on what ratio you're working at. It might increase a little more if you're blending in rice with maize.
Okay, and for corn, like what is the price?
I just 13 to 14 rupees.
30, okay, okay. For corn only you said, okay, okay. And the recent FCI decided to restrain the supply of rice, sir. So your comments on that?
They've only done it for Delhi. I don't think it will have much impact as of now. Let's see what policy they come up with, because a policy is required as they don't have enough space. So let's see what they plan. I think that's an answer for the policymakers of the country.
So any timeline, like when we could expect, like you must also be waiting for that, I think.
No, I'm not the right person to answer. I don't know.
Okay, okay. And what is the ENA prices, sir, in like Punjab and West Bengal?
ENA prices have improved, I'd say around an average. Currently, it's around 68 rupees. 68,
okay. 69. Okay. How much percentage would be the impact on our like profitability?
No, not much, because we were manufacturing more ethanol earlier. Now we'll manufacture more ENA, so not much.
Okay, okay. All right, so that is all from my side. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Imran from Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Question, I was wondering, you know, if I remove, let's say, 18, 20 crores from the revenues of distillery segment, which is, I think, the revenue from the liquor that you sell. So, you know, I'd be sitting at about 75, 77 crores of, you know, byproduct and other sales, right? So I was wondering, you know, how are you able to fetch such high, you know, byproduct and other realizations?
No, when you're mentioning liquor, do you mean bottled liquor or do you mean ENA?
No, I mean the cases that you sell, the boxes you sell.
So byproducts are DDGS, which is a significant byproduct for our industry. CO2 is also another big.
So if I divide that 75 crores with the volumes of ENA and ethanol, so that figure is about 13 rupees plus per liter. It seems to be on a very, very higher side, because for the industry it's about 10-11 rupees. So was wondering, how do you you know, see this? Can you explain this if it is possible?
See, why not? Because for a liter of ethanol, I'd be making about 0.8 kg of DDGS, and if I were to multiply that by the current selling price, that is 11.2 rupees plus their CO2.
So for you it's 13 rupees plus, is it?
Yes, it fluctuates depending on the DDGS price, but yeah, it can be 12 rupees.
All right. And yeah. All right. Thank you.
That all depends on what, if I'm utilizing maize or rice.
Right.
DDGS itself is giving me 11.5.
Right. And Kushal, what percentage of your raw material is sourced from your this entity that you mentioned, which is the rice mill that you have in the business?
Me, the rice mill, not significant amount. It's basically a byproduct of our own rice mill that we send to our distillery for processing. And also, you know, in starting June, there was a crop that came in Punjab. And when crop comes in Punjab, it comes at a moisture level of 30 to 35%. So that needs to be dried and sent to our distillery. So that's also another thing that goes from here.
And so what would be that percentage for your raw material needs?
See, rice, not significant, it's not a significant amount. For maize, during the harvest, to give you a ballpark figure, so this year we did about 18,000 metric tons of wet maize procurement that was dried and sent to our distillery.
So that would translate roughly to what, percentage-wise, I mean, I'm just curious to know this number.
See, percentage-wise, it's about 15 days of raw material to...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Rajesh Agarwal from Propriety Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. One small question. What is the selling price per case for country liquor? Average selling price.
That depends on the EDP. I do not have the updated numbers currently. I think I can... take note of this and my IR can reach out to you with the updated figures. I don't want to quote anything wrong.
Okay. Thank you. No issue.
Thank you. Next question is from Sakshay, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Kushal.
Hello.
First of all, congratulations for the good numbers. I have a first question I would like to ask. As you mentioned earlier in this conference, the harvest from Bihar region is very good. So is there any plan for a plant in Bihar or any other states? Since you've also mentioned the freight cost, it also plays a huge difference. So is the company planning any other plants besides from whatever we have right now?
No, not as of now. If the company will plan something, then it will be further capacity enhancement at our current locations or value addition in our existing process. See, as a company, we have identified two very good locations in Kharagpur and Bathinda where, you know, ample raw material is available. And we believe these locations are very strategically located, so we don't want to go to a third place. Instead, we want to ensure that these two units are, you know, what I'd like to call bulletproof and can survive any cycle. So that can be done through value addition like we're doing in biodiesel or further capacity enhancement to bring our overhead costs down.
Oh, very good. That's excellent to hear. I've also heard the Bihar government is giving good opportunity for the new industries to come in. So I would like to give a recommendation to the management to check in into that. Moving on to my next question. Is there any further plan in the real estate area? Since the company has 26 acres of land, as you mentioned, in a good area, in a prime area. So, can we...
No, so currently, we are not interested in developing this land ourselves. We would like to monetize it if possible.
Okay, so is there any plan in real estate?
Not currently, no.
So it will be also like an exit from the oil business.
Yes.
You also mentioned about a power plant powered by the paddy. So
paddy straw.
So how much power would be generating from that very plant?
See, I don't look at power. I look at steam because we produce more steam than that is required for our power. Our unit requires about when working at 100% capacity utilization, it requires about 100 tons of steam. So about 60% of that is taken care by paddy straw currently. And we're looking to install another power plant for our biodiesel segment. And that too we will look to install on based on paddy straw.
Okay. So there's no any numbers on how much megawatt are we looking at?
See, we are currently consuming close to 12 megawatts of power. But power, we're surplus. See, if you understand, we're making more steam than that is required for 12 megawatt power plant.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, I can understand that. And the next question is, we have recently seen vehicles running from flex fuel being launched in India. So is there anything you can comment about that? Like we are into ethanol business, and if vehicles are running 100% on flex fuel, so can we leverage something on that?
Yes, I think it's a very good initiative. It's the right step. But first, to make that practical, we have to achieve 20% blending throughout the nation, and then ensure that pumps also have ethanol dedicated pumps. Because for the consumer, unless there is the convenience of having ethanol at most pumps across the country, they will not make the shift towards flex fuel vehicles. I think it's the right step, but it will take time to happen across the nation. But with the current policy of increasing the farmer's income and bringing down the pollution, I think it will be possible in the future.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from Neeraj, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. My questions are more related to the current price of maize. So the current price, as you mentioned, fluctuates between 25 to 27. That is unsustainable for the grain-based ethanol industry, right? So do you see, do you hear any murmurs that the government is thinking of allowing import of maize till the maize prices get stable around 23 or 22, like the old times? Because
I don't think that
will take around 18 months, right?
No, I don't think that will happen. And personally, if you were to take my opinion, I don't think that it should happen also, because we have the biggest reason for this, one of the biggest reasons for this policy is to increase the farmer's income. And I believe it is doing so. Whatever the farmer used to get, 10 to 11 rupees for their harvest about 18 months back, a year back. Now they're getting double that amount. So when the farmer's income increases, the nation progresses. And I'm of the opinion that, allowing the import of maize is not the right solution. We're already sitting on a good bumper stock of rice. That can help the industry in times of trouble. But as an industrialist, as someone who's, close to the ground, I would want everyone in my supply chain to make money, and especially where the farmer is involved. I believe the farmer should be compensated well for their harvest, and our industry will help do that.
Okay, that's good to hear. But the other option might be linking the grain-based ethanol price to the maize price, which is prevalent in the market currently. Is that a possibility, just like they're doing for sugarcane?
Yes, that is a possibility. But with the very rapid increase in demand, maize prices have been fluctuating very fast. Earlier they were stable somewhat, so that is a possibility. And how the nitty-gritty will be planned is tough for me to comment on.
Okay, but for BCL, would that be beneficial, or you prefer the status quo?
For us, we would prefer that some rice is given to the industry, so that raw material availability issues that are prevalent will ease very easily.
Okay, noted. And sir, if the current maize prices continue for a couple of quarters, there might be it might push the marginal players out of business, right? BCL will be able to manage, because you have created a very efficient business, and we are happy that we are part of that. But the marginal players won't be able to survive this high maize prices, right? So there might be some inorganic opportunities. So would you be interested in acquiring some units which are unlikely to survive the high maize prices?
Again, you're right. Marginal players will suffer, they might go into stress. But depending on the opportunity, I can give a comment currently we are more focused on you know, making sure that both of our units, if any expansion is done here. It's done at a cheaper cost because a lot of the utilities can be common. Overheads help, and biodiesel will also be a great help. So our focus is on improving our working at our current units currently. Opportunities are even not even in the future. Currently, they are there for organic growth because of a lot of people who are not experienced in the industry decided to venture in the industry and now are not so happy. So there is opportunity even now.
Okay. And one question related to your P&L. So I see that your other expense numbers are always pretty substantial. So what do you include in the other expense numbers?
The other expense. Again, for this answer, let me, you know, have a proper answer ready for you. I don't want to comment, make a wrong comment, and then maybe the IIT will reach out to you.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from Divesh Tatid from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I have one question. Can you give me a ballpark figure of how much percentage of the actual production of ENA ethanol the company is able to sell and how much is the captive consumption?
Ethanol, there is no captive consumption. We sell everything we make. At our Bengal unit, both ENA and ethanol, whatever we make is sold. There is no captive consumption. At the Bathinda, we are utilizing about 300 KL of our ENA for captive. The rest is all being sold in the market.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. On behalf of InCred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.